Yesterday I was down in West London asking, basically sort of looking at some passion projects, really, the things that people collect, the things that people pour time and to be honest, money in as well. There's a major sale of film and rock and roll memorabilia going under the hammer this week, including a never-before-sold George Harrison guitar. So I popped down yesterday morning to West London to find out a little bit more. Right, I am walking through the rain, trudging up to Bonham's Auction House in Montpellier Street in Knightsbridge in West London. I'm there to see Specialist Claire. She's overseeing a major entertainment sale. So if you're a fan of the Beatles, of The Who, of David Bowie, then this is going to be the sale for you. So we're in an open room filled with stuff, effectively. Can you talk me through just what would be your favourite pieces? What are the most interesting pieces? What appeals to you?
Yep, so there's over 150 lots of film and music memorabilia on show. My name is Claire Tolmoyer. I'm the specialist and head of department of the entertainment memorabilia sale. One of our key lots is Keith Moon's drum head from 1967. They played the Ohio Cleveland Public Hall. He chucked off his drum skin, his whole drum kit into the audience, and one of the other band managers went into the audience, picked it up, brought it back, and as a thank you, he gave it to him.
Hang on, picked it up just to not litter?
Yeah, as a nice. Thank you. He wanted to probably reuse it, but as a thank you, he gave it to this band manager. It's been on show at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 20 years. It's estimated at 30 to 40,000. So we have an amp which was smashed up by Kurt Cobain and Nirvana at their show in 1990. In April 1990, they played the Cat's Cradle. They thought it was great at the end that they would just smash up all their gear, including this amp.
Yeah, classic.
It's a Sun amp. It's in at 10 to 15,000. Our key lot in the Beatles section is we have some original John Lennon lyrics. They were for I'm in Love, their original handwritten lyrics. They're in at 80 to 120,000 pounds. He says, I'm in love twice. It's underlined. There's annotations. It's in blue ink. And again, it's on a very small piece of paper. You know, in the moment sort of writing.
And then we've got to turn to the guitar. So this is George Harrison's guitar, not his first one, but when he was first in the Beatles.
Yes, so this is George Harrison's Futurama electric guitar. He bought it from Hesse's shop in Liverpool in 1959. He actually bought it with Paul McCartney. They were trying out lots of different guitars. And
amazing.
This was as good as it could be to a Fender Stratocaster. Fender Stratocasters were quite expensive at the time. They were actually banned until the second half of 1959.
Yes, you didn't mishear that. American guitars were banned in Britain in the 1940s and 50s thanks to import restrictions put in place in an attempt to balance the books. The trade deficit was a big topic back then too, with too many pounds becoming dollars for the struggling post-war UK. Food imports got the brunt of it, but the music industry also felt the pinch, with things getting even tougher in 1951 under the new Churchill government. So exactly at the time when US records were being smuggled in for the first time, British teenagers seeing Buddy Holly clutching his Fender Strat on the cover and saying, I want that, it was almost impossible to get them. So European and Japanese firms filled the gap, as it was a little easier to get them into the country.
Yeah, it's as close to a Stratocaster. It's Czechoslovakian made. It's maple wood. It's pretty good quality. It looks good. And so George, you know, he was 16, and when he got it, he had to buy it on a hire purchase agreement, which his mum had to sign because he couldn't afford it all in one go. And it was the guitar that he wanted to take on the Hamburg tours.
So how did it get here?
So in 1964, it was offered as a competition prize in Beat Instrumental magazine. The editor of the magazine put out a call to the Beatles and other Beat bands at the time, saying, if you've got any donations, please, you know, send them over. Mm-hmm. George donated it to the magazine. The competition was you had to list the most important parts about buying a guitar in order. The winner in 1964 actually opted for a cash prize instead of the guitar.
Do we know how much that cash prize was?
We don't.
Ah, that'd be a good thing to know. And then it's stayed with the magazine since?
It has.
To me, I have to be honest, I've never bought anything at an auction. What are the kind of people who are going to be actually bidding on this?
Okay, so we have private collectors who are serious collectors. They've been collecting since this category sort of started in the late 70s, early 80s. We sell to the trade. We also see a lot of new first-time buyers. You know, people like film posters. They can, if they are attached to that film, they can come in, they buy the poster, it's on their wall, that's it. They're one-time buyers. It's the same with music memorabilia as well. They buy into nostalgia. They were at that gig. They saw Kurt Cobain and Nirvana in 1990, and they want a piece to remember it by. So we see a whole array of people.
And, I mean, does it tend to be the incredibly wealthy?
No, I mean, our prices start from £500, and the guitar, which is our top piece, is in at £200,000 to £300,000.
Gosh, okay, so it's
quite
range.
Wide range.
And this is your speciality. What actually draws you towards this?
It's working with collectors. It's a very personal category. People connect with our pieces. A jacket worn by Elton John, you know, materialistically it's not. It's not worth a great deal, but he wore it at some huge show, and that value is great, and it's quite significant. So I like connecting with...
If people wanted to actually bid or actually know more information about the sale, where would they go? What are the details?
So anyone can come into our auction rooms in Bonnes Montpellier Street. The sale is currently on view. We have a published catalogue. You can pick one of those up, or you can go to our website, and all of our details are there.
Claire Tormoyer, their entertainment specialist and head of department at Bonham's Auction House. Good to speak with her yesterday. It is 16 minutes past six here on the Business Breakfast. Plenty more to cram into the programme, but let's just check what's going on the roads and rails. Traffic and travel is next.